It's time to fire up that 16-millimeter projector.
It was available on VHS at one time.
The Nick DiGilio Show presents your international man of movie mystery.
I tell you, I'm a magnet. I'm a magnet.
I don't know what it is, Nick.
I don't know. It's just a video craze.
I'm assuming that maybe you should do the Howard Stern Show at some point.
Tuckman. Jeff Tuckman.
That's right. It's official. Jeff Tuckman is here. He visits us every month to tell us all about the new DVDs and answer your questions and talk about Blu-ray and tech and any problems and tech questions that you have or you can't think of the title of a movie, all that good stuff. Now is the time to call 312-981-7200. Welcome, Jeff.
Hey, Nick. How you doing today?
All right. Are you excited about the Academy Awards?
Oh, absolutely.
Now, you liked Mad Max Fury Road, did you not?
Yes, I did.
I don't think anybody liked it as much as I did.
No.
I've seen it. Then I'm not exact. I've seen it 30 times.
Yes.
And if it wins, well, I mean, it's going to win Academy Awards on Sunday. It'll win a few tech awards for sure. Which is also kind of mind-boggling to me because then you can say the phrase, "Oscar-winning Mad Max Fury Road." There you go. That will be a phrase. But if George Miller wins Best Director, I'm going to be beside myself.
Yeah, he's not favored, but he does have an opportunity.
He's got a chance.
And yes, he does.
Alejandro Iñárritu, who did The Revenant, is the favorite to win. But here's the thing. He won last year. And as you know, Jeff, you've been covering the movie scene and all that stuff for many years. The Oscars, the Academy, they are notoriously stingy. Winning a back-to-back Oscar doesn't happen very often.
No.
It's never happened to a director. So that's kind of against Iñárritu. I mean, he won last year for Birdman, and he directed the hell out of The Revenant. I love The Revenant. It was my third favorite movie of last year. It's a beautifully directed film. The other couple of movies that are on that list don't seem to be great director vision movies. Mad Max is. So there is this chance that Miller might win. So I'm excited.
Yeah, and I remember Mad Max was a huge hit on Blu-ray and DVD.
Oh, it was also a big hit in the theaters.
That's right.
You know, it was. Well, most of that money came from me. I would like to say
30 times.
Yeah, the box office for Mad Max would be significantly lower had I not seen it. How many times? How many times in the theater? 16 times in the theater.
Well,
I paid every time, too. I'm not, you know, like, I don't go to the critic screenings. Sometimes I do, but for Mad Max, I didn't pay the first time. The first two times I didn't pay. Sorry. I know the guys at the Davis. But I paid 14 times to see the damn thing.
Well, I got to say, you know, for as long as I've known you, this really was one of the most anticipated films that you had been waiting for.
That's right.
For such a long time.
Oh, please.
It made a lot of sense.
And it was so much. It exceeded all expectations. Okay, listen, Jeff, we're here to answer all the questions. 312-981-7200. You can't think of the title of a movie, describe it to us, tell us who's in it, we'll help you out. DVD, Blu-ray, tech questions, when's something coming out, that's all there. 312-981-7200. But before we break here, Jeff, we're going to break in a couple of seconds. Tell everybody what we're giving away.
Well, this was one of the most anticipated DVD sets for many, many, many years. It was caught up in legal problems between Warner Brothers and Fox. And finally, it was released, and I thought it'd be great for us to give away. You and I both love the Batman TV series.
Yep.
And we have the complete first season. It's 5 discs, 34 episodes. And we have 3 copies.
And we've got 3 copies to give away. This is unbelievable. It is the entire first season of the fantastic Batman TV series from the 60s with Adam West and Burt Ward. We have 3 copies to give away. It's a 5-disc set, 34 episodes of the complete first season of Batman. And we've got trivia questions. Why don't we throw a trivia question out right now? We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get a winner. And then we'll go directly to your phone calls at 312-981-7200. Now, listen, in order to win Batman's complete first season, you have to call in on the contest line to answer these trivia questions. The contest line is 312-591-7000, 312-591-7000. First person through with the right answer to this question.
Give us the names of the actors who played the following five characters in season one. Remember, season one.
Right.
And the five characters are the Catwoman, Mr. Freeze, the Joker, the Penguin, and the Riddler.
Okay. Which actors played the following five characters in season one of Batman? Remember, this is season one. It's Catwoman, Mr. Freeze, the Joker, the Penguin, the Riddler. Who played Catwoman, Mr. Freeze, the Joker, the Penguin, and the Riddler in the first season of Batman? And that set will be yours. 312-591-7000. 312-591-7000. First person through with the right answer gets the Batman complete first season.
Quick, where do we find the director?
The administrative annex. Entrance next door, Batman.
Thanks. Sorry about the early closing.
Come, my comic cohort in crime!
Is Batman to become just another jewel in the clown prince's crown?
Get together!
This is the end of your evil career!
That cursed utility belt again! I swear by all that's funny, I shall never be foiled by that insidious, unconstitutional device again.
Yeah, man, not messing around. All right. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Jeff Tuchman is here. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Nick.
Always a blast to have Jeff here. He's here to answer all of your questions. If you've got the title of a movie that you can't think of, but you know what's in it, who's in it, describe it for us. We'll help you out there. Wondering when something's coming out on DVD or Blu-ray, a TV show, a movie, he can help you there. And also any tech questions. 312-981-7200. That clip was from The Joker's Wild, which was the fifth episode of season one of Batman. And that's in that the Joker is trying to steal from the Comedian Hall of Fame. But, of course, he's foiled thanks to Batman's utility belt. You got to love Batman's utility belt.
I love it.
We've got the first season, the complete first season of Batman, the television series, to give away. One of the greatest shows ever. We threw out a trivia question. Jeff, what was it? I believe we have a winner already.
Give us the names of the actors who played the following five characters in season one. The Catwoman, Mr. Freeze, the Joker, the Penguin, and the Riddler.
And here is Bill on WGN. Hey, Bill.
Yeah, how you doing?
All right. Well, tell us who those five actors were.
All right. Well, Catwoman, Julie Newmar.
Mm-hmm.
And the Joker, Cesar Romero. Frank Gorshin, of course, is the Riddler. Burgess Meredith is the Penguin. And George Sanders played the first Mr. Freeze.
That's right.
Absolutely right, man.
You had Otto Preminger later on.
Yep. And Julie Newmar was the first Catwoman.
That's right.
And
for me, she's the one and only.
Well, yeah, I know a lot of people. A lot of people go with that one as well. But anyway, obviously, you're a fan of Batman, Bill, and the complete first season is all yours. It's five discs. It's 34 episodes. Okay.
Fantastic.
All right, Bill. Hang on.
I really appreciate it.
Sure. Hang on. All right. There's Bill. He's our first winner of Batman. The complete first season. I'm so glad that this finally came out. Now, you know, you have been coming on my show for many, 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 many years. How many times have we had to field the question, why isn't the complete seasons of Batman available? Well, they're taking care of that now. And it was a law thing, right? It was a rights thing.
Well, it was a rights thing. What happened was Warner Brothers years ago bought DC Comics. The show was produced by Fox. So now, and they couldn't get together. That's why the show missed the markets of VHS. It missed the markets of Laserdisc, which would have been great.
Yeah.
And it took the evolution of a DVD to finally get the companies to come together.
Right.
And come out with it plus it's all been remastered. So it looks and sounds better than ever.
Yeah.
Really happy about it.
I'm very excited about this, man. I watched Batman all the time when I was a kid. And still to this day, it's hilarious. And it's a completely goofy and campy and over-the-top take, you know, on Batman, which is fine by me. I think it's hilarious. I personally prefer this vision more than Christopher Nolan's vision of Batman. That's just me. I would rather watch 10 episodes of Batman, the TV series, than one of the Nolan movies.
Well, Nick, if you remember, it was so popular, I believe, in the first season, it was on twice a week.
Yeah. And it was prime time.
Yeah, which prime is very time. Unusual.
When I was a kid, I watched it, say, on Saturday afternoons or, you know, when it was on, like, in the morning or after school. Because by the time I started watching it, it was in syndication. Because it was the first year, 65 or something? 66? Something like that. It's the mid-60s, I believe, was the first season when it started. So, I was just a baby when this thing started.
Yeah, it was 66.
66, right. And so, you know, by the time I started watching it, around 69 or 68, 69 or 70, you know, at the age of 4 or 5 or something, the show had been already, you know, on for 6 years, 5 years, and already syndicated. So I got to see it in reruns. I never got to see it in prime time. So, but this is great. We've got two more copies to give away. It's 5 discs. It's 34 episodes. It's the complete first season of Batman. We're going to take a break. We got the news coming up, but the phone lines are open. And if you want to text in a question, we're getting some texts coming in. We got a couple phones. We got some phone lines open. If you want to jump in, if you have a DVD, Blu-ray question, a tech question, or you can't think of the title of a movie, but you can tell us about it, describe it, who's in it. We'll help you out there too. 312-981-7200. Also, Jeff will tell us about some of the new titles that'll be coming out and preview some other things as well. So 312-981-7200. More with Jeff Tuchman coming up after the news, which is next.
Batman speaking.
This is a recording. Before you trip over your cape, Batman, riddle me this. There are 3 men in a boat with 4 cigarettes, but no matches. How do they manage to smoke?
The Riddler.
What the heck's he trying to tell us?
I don't know. Let's go up and ask him. Hold it, Riddler. The game's up, Riddler. As a duly deputized agent of the law, I place you under arrest for armed robbery.
Snap on the bat cuffs.
You've got me, Batman. What the?
It's too delicious. I even gave you a tip-off.
Batman, you've made a mistake. He didn't steal that cross.
What?
I tell you, it belongs to him. He lent it to me for a show.
But, Mr. Peel, we saw him take it from you at gunpoint.
Gunpoint? Holy ashtray, he did tip us off. There were 3 men in a boat with 4 cigarettes and no matches. How did they manage to smoke? They threw 1 cigarette overboard and made the boat a cigarette lighter.
You saw him giving me a light as I handed back his cross.
Out riddled.
I thought you might be, Batman. That's why I brought witnesses with cameras.
Oh, what is it that no man wants to have, yet no man wants to lose? A lawsuit. Correct, boy wonder.
How I've waited for this. It makes my whole life worthwhile. After you've chewed over this one for a while, look for 2 more. Adios, amigos. See you in court.
Yeah. That's from the episode High Diddle Riddle, in which the Riddler sues Batman. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Frank Gorshin should have cheered up in there. He seemed a little sad. That's such great stuff. Really great stuff. All part of the complete first season. We got two more copies to give away. The complete first season of Batman, the television series. And Jeff Tuckman is here. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. If you want to text your questions in, we'll help you out. And if you want to call in, 312-981-7200 with any release questions that you have, DVD, Blu-ray, or movies that you can't think of the title of, and you know the actor or the actress, and you can describe it to us. Talk or text, 312-981-7200. We were talking off the air, Jeff and I were talking off the air, about how there are certain roles that will forever be connected to an actor. Tell everybody what you told me off the air, like who originally was going to play Batman in the TV series.
They actually had offered the role, believe it or not, before Adam West, who was really the only Batman, as far as TV.
So
they offered it to Lyle Wagner.
For those of you who are fans of course, of Carol Burnett's show, you are familiar with Lyle Wagner. Lyle Wagner, he could have played the part. He was funny, and he was certainly handsome. He had the jawline for it, and he could have played the part. But as you and I were saying off the air, Jeff, that's Adam West. You can't think of anybody else but Adam West.
That's right. And I mean, they've tried to do it. I mean, the movies are a whole different ballgame. But I think that the movies can never capture the campiness of the TV show.
Yeah. They started to get a little goofier when Joel Schumacher took over from Tim Burton, but they tried to do what Tim Burton did, but also to try and be campy. And that's why the Joel Schumacher ones don't work.
I think the one character who came the closest, I think, to the TV shows was Nicholson in the first Batman.
Yeah, but he was dark, though. I mean, there was dark stuff in that. I mean, it got sillier and sillier. By the time, Arnold Schwarzenegger played Mr. Freeze, and he was going,
"That didn't work.
Nice to meet you." And that was just like, well, come on. I'm still a fan of my favorite Batman movie, because my favorite Batman movie is the Batman movie that they made with Adam West and all the villains from 1966.
Yes.
With the shark repellent. And that's just fantastic. But of all the modern Batman stuff, the only one that I love, because I don't like the Nolan movies at all. I don't like any of the Christopher Nolan Batman movies at all. I like Batman Returns, the second Tim Burton one. And we were just talking about Catwoman played by Julie Newmar, and then Lee Merriweather, and then Eartha Kitt. And of all the Catwomen who have ever played Catwoman, for me, it's all about Michelle Pfeiffer. Michelle Pfeiffer was amazing.
She was very good, yes.
In the Tim Burton Batman Returns. Absolutely amazing. She's my favorite Catwoman of all time.
Well, I think she was most believable.
Yeah.
She worked the part.
Yeah.
You felt that she was there, and I agree with you.
I think she's so good in that movie. I think she should have been nominated for an Academy Award for that role. I think she's great in that movie. If you've not seen Batman Returns, for my money, it's the best Batman version ever of all time. It's great. And Danny DeVito is the Penguin. Christopher Walken is in it. It's a great movie.
Well cast. I mean, it's one of the best. Although I still like Nicholson in the first.
Well, Nicholson's great. Nicholson's great in the first Tim Burton's first Batman movie. Absolutely. All right. How about this one? 815 area code wants to know if the movie The Wraith is available on Blu-ray. Can we look that one up? The Wraith. Now, The Wraith was this ridiculous movie.
Yes, it was.
With Charlie Sheen and a haunted car.
You're right. Well, and we know it's available on DVD for sure.
Yeah, it is available on DVD, and I'm trying to look it up right now. It's just, as far as I can tell, it's only on DVD. Now, you have a list in front of you of what's coming out, and it's not on the list. So it's not currently on the list. And you have a list that goes for a long, long way.
Yeah.
Let me check this out real quick. It is available on Blu-ray, but it's not the right region. So it's a different region.
Well, Nick, they really have come down in price.
Right.
On the all region. And what I like what I have at home, I have an all region Blu-ray player.
Mm-hmm.
So my Blu-ray player will play any region.
This looks like it's from Japan.
Okay.
It's the only Blu-ray that's available of The Wraith is from Japan. And oh my God, it's $55 for a copy of The Wraith.
Not a great movie.
No.
But you know what? If someone likes it, that's the beauty of films where, you know, where you like one of your all-time favorite movies is Freddy Got Fingered.
That's right.
For years.
You know, they should do a special 10-disc edition on Blu-ray of Freddy Got Fingered.
I think you wanted to put him in the Hall of Fame or
something. It's a great film.
Yeah, you know, but other people, you know, weren't crazy about that movie.
Well, no, I mean, The Wraith has a cult following.
It does.
It was a terrible movie. It came out in 86. But over the years, it developed a cult following.
That's true. Like
many movies
That's
do.
That's true,
you know?
Yes.
But I think it'll probably, there's no date yet. But if it's available on Blu-ray in Japan, it's available on DVD here, I'm sure it'll come out on Blu-ray at some point. And we'll keep our eyes peeled.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, Jeff, let's go with our next trivia question here. We've got two more sets of the complete first season of Batman to give away, the television series. And again, the phone number to call is our contest line at 312-591-7000. 312-591-7000. Okay, what's our next question?
Adam West was so popular on TV that he was offered the starring role in a James Bond movie. What was the name of the Bond film that he turned down?
I did not know this. I'm looking at the answer. I did not know this. So the question is, Adam West was so popular that he was offered the starring role in a James Bond movie. What was the name of the Bond film that Adam West turned down? Contest line. First person through with the correct answer, 312-591-7000, 312-591-7000. First person through who can answer that question will get the complete first season of Batman, the television series. Here's a little piece of trivia that I don't know if you can answer. I know you did a lot of research on the Batman television series for tonight,
yes.
And as we are giving these away, 815 area code sends in a text that says, I heard a rumor that actor Ted Knight was the narrator on the Batman TV show. Do you know if that's true? Well, I don't know.
Well, on the original show,
I don't. I don't know. I mean, well, Ted Knight, you know, didn't become popular until the 70s.
I do not believe that's true. I'm trying to see who the.
Let me see here. I'm going to look up some stuff here and I
was just looking at it too.
Now I'm looking at I don't know if he did the thing. Now you know that you know what movie Ted Knight appears in the final, like one of the final scenes. He has no lines of dialogue. But he appears in Psycho. Do you remember Ted Knight in Psycho?
Oh yes.
He's the cop at the end of the movie. Ted Knight's the cop at the end of the movie outside the door where inside is Norman Bates, and they bring him a blanket. So, yeah. Now I'm looking at his list, and here's what I got that he's TV wise. He was on Bonanza. He was the narrator for the New Adventures of Superman.
Oh, okay.
So that's probably what you're thinking of. He was indeed the narrator of the New Adventures of Superman in 1966, which was at the same time. But he was the narrator of the Superman Aquaman Hour of Adventure as well. And in the TV series, The Batman Superman Hour, which I believe was animated. Yeah, it was animated. He was one of the voices. So he has done voice work for Batman, but not on this particular TV show that we're talking about, the one with Adam West. Okay. Hey, we already got an answer here to the trivia question. Throw out that question again one more time, Jeff.
Adam West was so popular on TV that he was offered the starring role in a James Bond movie. What was the name of the Bond movie he turned down?
Okay, here's Carrie on WGN. All right, Carrie.
Hey. Morning, Nick. Morning. I believe it was On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
One of the best James Bond movies, and the role went to George Lazenby.
That's right. George Lazenby played it. And that's a really terrific movie.
It really is. One of the best Bond movies.
Oh, I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you. It's a great one. All right, Carrie, congratulations.
I think there was a weird story, too, where Adam West turned it down or something because he said that he couldn't do a British accent, I think, is what he claimed or something.
Is that what he said? He couldn't do a British accent?
Yeah, that's what I remember, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, Carrie, congratulations, man. You got the entire
Thanks.
First season of Batman, okay?
Thanks.
All right, cool. Hang on. We'll get some information from you off the air. Hang on. We got one more 5-disc set of the complete series of Batman to come out, first season of Batman to come out. Would have been interesting, Adam West as Batman or as James Bond.
Well, he couldn't be any worse than Lazenby. As much as I love that movie, you know, it's just, you know, like when he would throw a punch and he missed, you knew he missed, you know. But the movie is so good.
It's a great movie.
And the rest, the action is great. The rest of the cast
is great.
It's
got a very, dark ending.
Yes.
I think On Her Majesty's Secret Service is one of my favorite Bond movies. It's a great one.
And when you see it on Blu-ray, not only is the visuals great, but the audio, it's just really one of the best Bond movies.
Okay, we got some phone lines open at 312-981-7200 with your questions for Jeff. Can't think of the title of a movie. We'll try to help you out. You can send your texts in as well. Same number. We'll take a quick break. We come back more with Jeff. Jeff will give you a preview of what's coming out and tell us about some of the new items that are available on DVD and Blu-ray. Again, your questions are welcome at 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break on 720 WGN.
I believe the Penguin will lead off the debate. Friends and fellow citizens, I want to give you my solemn word that there will be no mudslinging in this campaign, unless, of course, my opponent slings it. But I intend to stick to the issues. Now, what are the issues? There is only one. Batman. Who is he? Who is this acrobatic clown who somersaults around Gotham City in a ridiculous costume? I suggest that behind that mask, Batman is, in reality, a dangerous criminal. Why else does he wear a mask? Why else does he conceal his past? Would you think about that a moment, my friends? Whenever you've seen Batman, who's he with? Criminals. That's who. You look in the old newspapers. Every picture of Batman shows him with thugs and with thieves and hobnobbing with crooks. Whereas my pictures show me always surrounded by whom? By the police. I am associate of the law.
Listen to those lines with that Penguin. He's as crooked as a warped shillelagh.
He's as crooked as a warped shillelagh. Oh, no ethnic stereotypes there. That's hilarious. First of all, how is it possible that the Penguin is making fun of Batman's outfit? I just want to... Just wondering about that. I'm surrounded by police. That's hilarious. Okay, more Batman. It's Nick DiGilio, by the way. Jeff Tuckman is here. Welcome back, Jeff. Go ahead.
The series is so neat. You know, Nick, as we talk about it, it brings back so many memories to so many people that I just knew that it'd be the perfect series to give away.
Yeah. All right, well, why don't you throw out the next trivia question? That, by the way, was from the episode Dishonor the Penguin, in which the Penguin and Batman run for mayor of Gotham City. Okay. Wait, go ahead.
All right. The famous actress Tallulah Bankhead made her final screen appearance as what character on the Batman series?
Okay. 312-591-7000. That's the contest line, 312-591-7000. The famous actress Tallulah Bankhead made her final screen appearance. What character did she play on the Batman series? 312-591-7000. First person through will get with the correct answer. We'll get it. Before we get a preview of what's coming up, we have a couple of texts here. Mike says, there's an 80s movie I'm trying to remember the name of. There are two guys with a dog on a beer quest. I think they were from Canada. The dog flies at the end of the movie. That's Strange Brew, my friend.
I think Strange Brew, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's Strange Brew. And you can get Strange Brew. Strange Brew, come on, Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Yes, right.
Saw that movie 75 times in the theater. Dave Thomas and Rick Moranis. A great movie. Strange Brew, Mike. That's the name of the movie. 608 area code says, I think Frank was the best Riddler. Agreed. Who played the bookworm? The bookworm was Roddy McDowell.
Yes.
Roddy McDowell, my man, played the bookworm. Classic. And then it says 574 area code says, I also remember seeing a young Harrison Ford in an episode of the Batman TV show. He didn't speak in the episode, but he was in an episode where all the criminals were in green. So he was probably with the Riddler.
I would think so.
Yeah.
In green, yes.
So, all right, cool. So we got one more to give away. Our trivia question is out there. We're waiting for an answer. Jeff, give us a little bit of what you want to talk about now, stuff coming out, stuff that's out now.
Well, I just want to mention a couple things this week. Movies that I liked a lot. One is called Spotlight. I don't know if you saw it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, when I'm doing my Oscar predictions, which I'm going to be talking about after the news at 3, I am predicting that Spotlight's going to win Best Picture on Sunday.
I mean, the cast is great.
It's a great film. It's a great movie. And, I'm predicting that it's going to win Best Picture on Sunday.
It's available this week. Mm-hmm. The Good Dinosaur for the kids. A movie that I liked. Nobody went to see Sarah Silverman in Smile Back. I like that movie.
She's great in that movie. It's a tough movie.
It's a tough movie. Josh Charles is good in that movie.
It's tough, and she's really, really good in it.
Right.
Yeah.
My favorite movie. It's not a movie, but American Masters on PBS did a terrific show on Carol King. It's called Natural Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Carol King, you know, is tremendous, and this is. PBS always does a great thing, and you get home movies, you get songs, you get everything about. If you like the Carole King fan, I highly recommend it. Just some movies coming out in March, March 1st, Creed that we talked about.
Yes, great movie.
Another movie I liked a lot, The Danish Girl, comes out.
These are all the ones that are nominated for Oscars: Spotlight, Creed, Danish Girl. They're all going to be mentioned a lot on Sunday night.
Right. That's what I wanted to mention. Yep. Also in March, Brooklyn.
Another one. Right. Another
Oscar-nominated
movie.
Another one in March is Carol.
Right.
Game of Thrones season 5 is going to be available in March. Also, The Hunger Games Part 2.
Right. Mockingjay Part 2.
Right.
Yep.
Concussion. And the last one I want to mention is on April 5th, Star Wars. The Force Awakens.
April 5th. People might want to mark that down on their calendars so that they can get their Force Awakens. I'm sure it's probably going to come out in 17 different packages with different cool stuff and you know, toys and trinkets and all kinds of cool stuff.
Well, there will be toys and trinkets, but I hope it's not in too many versions.
Yeah.
Because I think on Blu-ray, between the visuals and the audio, it's going
to
be awesome.
Well, the fact that George Lucas doesn't have anything to do with it means to me that they'll release one version of it and not try to milk $50 million out of people by releasing 27 different versions of it. So, and it's a terrific movie, by the way. And I was the last person to ever expect myself to say that. But The Force Awakens is great. It is great. All right, Jeff, we threw out a trivia question, and it was?
The famous actress Tallulah Bankhead made her final screen appearance as what character on the Batman series?
And here is Ed on WGN. Hey, Ed.
Hi there, guys.
Hi. All right, what's the answer?
She played the Black Widow.
The Black Widow in her last appearance. You are right.
Tallulah Bankhead. That's amazing.
Yes.
That's amazing. Ed, congratulations, man. You've got the complete first season of Batman, 34 episodes, 5 discs, one of the greatest TV series of all time. And it's been a long time coming. People have been waiting for this thing to come out on DVD for many, many, many years, and you got the final package for this morning.
Thanks so much.
Okay, Ed, hang on, okay?
Sure.
Congratulations to all our winners, and Jeff will be in again next month. You always bring great stuff, Jeff. I don't know how you do it. But we have fun. We answer questions. You give us previews on all the DVDs and movies that are going to be coming out. It always flies by real quick. The hour just flies by every time you come in here. And we'll have more stuff to give away next month. And thanks for bringing in the Batman DVD.
Looking forward to it, Nick. Take care of yourself.
All right. You know what? We got one more quick question that we can answer really quick. Here's Rich on WGN. Hey, Rich.
Hi there.
Hey.
Two questions. Will there ever be any release of seasons of reality shows such as Dancing with the Stars or The Voice? And the other question is, anything new on release of Boy on a Dolphin?
Boy on a Dolphin is another movie that we get all the time.
Yes.
People always ask, we don't have anything on that.
But I tell you, it's hard because what they would do with The Voice whatever season will be the last season, it'll go into syndication. But I think people will, in fact, the last winner of The Voice, they put all the songs that he performed on a CD that you can buy, which is the first time that they've done that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think if people would like to see, you know, past seasons. I know they tried it on American Idol. That didn't work.
Right. It's tough. The reality show thing is kind of a tough thing, and there's also rights and music issues and all kinds of stuff.
And also, I tell you the avenue that they're really going to. They're using YouTube.
Right.
You know, for example, you know, they've got the late night show who drives around with the celebrities.
Yeah, James Corden.
James Corden.
Yeah.
He's got a thing with Adele.
The car karaoke. Yeah.
Car karaoke.
It's very popular. Right. And it's all
and just
over
the give you an idea that one YouTube has been seen by over 70 million people.
Yeah, so that's probably the route that people are going to have to take. Rich, we got to run because we're late for the news already. Jeff, always a pleasure, man. And we'll see you next month.
See you then.
All right. We'll be right back with the news.